Will he tip the card?
I know I've said it before, but given the series of events that leads me into your studio today, Michael, I think there is something happening. There's something in the air.
We'll tip the card in.
I'll tip the card this weekend.
Mick Sharkey joins Racing Pulse to preview the big races in Friday Form Focus.
It is that time of the week, Friday Form Focus with the Shark, and what a meeting we have at Ballarat. 10 races of the best. Surely the Shark doesn't think he'll tip the card. If he does, it'll be a statue, a gold medal. It'll be everything you want, Sharky. It's a tough day tomorrow.
We're going outside the square, Michael.
Oh, no.
I've got some...
It's a dart throwing
I've got some interesting thoughts on tomorrow's meeting.
So this
some
is value?
Very interesting
Looking
thoughts.
Looking at value tomorrow?
Massive. To quote our good friend Jason Richardson, value.
Well, you can't eat value. We need winners.
Yeah, there'll be some of those too. Just chill.
All right. Well, let's find out what the track is going to be like. Dylan O'Neill, sadly, no crowds on what would be a huge Ballarat Cup day, but the weather's been pretty kind. I'd imagine the track is in perfect order. Dylan, good morning to you.
Morning, Michael. How are you?
Very well indeed. How is the track for tomorrow, your big day?
Yeah, track's in terrific order. We have been irrigating like mad with this warm weather coming up, which is very unlike Ballarat. So we've got a beautiful cover of grass. The rail's back in the true position, and we should be on a good fall the majority of the meeting, I would hope, tomorrow.
What is the weather today and tomorrow?
Today, we're, I think it's about 24 degrees, and we've just had an update of 29 degrees tomorrow, so she's a warm one.
So how much irrigation are you having to put on?
We're putting on, at the moment, we've just started the irrigator. We'll probably put on about 12 mils today. We're in about the good four range now, so that'll just soften it up to probably a five overnight and just let it dry out gradually during the day.
So you're probably on the worst side of a good four when we start the day, would it be? And then just improve throughout the day with that
in the morning. And just, look, the Ballarat weather's that unpredictable, so I'm not going to make a call on that. But if it's a very warm morning, then we might, we'd start on a really nice four, I reckon.
Do you think there's a chance it could be a good three by the time the Cup's run?
Oh, look, yeah. I mean... 29 degrees, if that hits early, then, it's a lot.
All right, Dylan, your city slicker folks, your brethren, have had an up-and-down spring trying to tip us winners on their major days. Have you got a local sneaky on Ballarat Cup Day?
Look, I'm just hoping for a Ballarat double. I think a fair to remember, and Kawhi for a bit of... Bit of a good story for the 2020, I reckon.
This is great. You've gone to Quinella. You've just put to shame all your city friends. Forget about just tipping one horse. You've gone to Quinella. I love the confidence, Dylan.
Yep. You've got to put them on the line sometimes. That's right.
Good on you, Dylan. Enjoy tomorrow.
See ya.
Right. Dylan O'Neill, the track manager. Got to put them on the line, Sharky. That's what you
put them on the line.
That's what you do every Friday.
There's a quotable quote, if ever I've heard one.
SMSs are flying in. Okay, Sharkman, the man, the myth.
Myth? Something mythical
the next
about
Order
me.
Order of Australia recipient. This is getting a bit too much from your mate Tom from Tamworth. That's two in a row for the multi. And he is right.
Tamworth.
Your multi streak is on. He's saying he's just starting to get heated, the heat up for Christmas, so he wants another filthy multi at
I've
the end
I've got
of the
one
program.
With flavour for you today, Tommy. Stay right. tuned, brother. There's one with an extra little bit of sauce on the end of it.
We will get to that at the end of Friday.
$38 it worked out to last night.
All right, looking forward
Buckle
to that.
Buckle up!
Dino's Ramaruffy was 80 to 1 this morning.
Pardon moi?
Yeah, exactly. 80 to 1 this morning.
What was that?
It's in the last. I'll tell you when we get there. Overall, the meeting, gee, there's some depth in it.
Yeah, there is. Really even racing. There's probably five or six winning chances in most of the races, I'd have thought. Looking forward to a few little each-way plays on the program, I think.
All right.
Sort of the way I'm leaning.
We've got the 10 race card, so let's get stuck into it, because we also want to have a chat to the Wizard from the West, Willie Pike, and look at the Group 1 Railway over there. First race tomorrow kicks off. It is the Richie's IGA Handicap over 1,100 metres, and most punters will be wanting to start off with the favourite here, The Gouch, who has been in ripping form. Dave Eustace gave it a pretty good push as well. It is getting in fairly tight in the market, though. Currently, it is at $2.40. There are three scratchings out of the race, 8, 10 and 13. Is that too tight, or is it the right price for The Gouch?
Price was he again?
$2.40?
Yeah, too short for me. Too short for me. He's got a good winning chance. I'm saying he can't win the race, but I'm not playing at $2.40. There were two horses here that I wanted to play. I'm just looking at the updated scratchings, and one of them is out, unfortunately.
That's why he's firmed up quite a bit.
Being Viduca. I thought Viduca was a great winning chance. I wonder if he's somewhere else. Let's have a look while we chat. Number one, Riding the Wave, I thought was more than adequate. Yeah, Viduca's in Adelaide, so we might talk about him later. Thought he was more than adequate at his Australian debut over 1,100. Ultimately, it was just a little bit short for him. He took a little bit of stoking up, and Michael Rodd probably had to come between horses. This is a very big horse, so I don't think he was advantaged trying to squeeze between rivals. When he did hit gears, he was good late and through the line. High Stranger's got a really solid winning chance later in the day. He is right back to a level that he should be nearly winning at. Will Price's 3 kilo claim brings him in well enough at the weight, considering that the bottom two, which are, they're not overly strong horses, they're carrying sort of 56. It's not a big spread weight scale here, even allowing for the claims towards the bottom. I just thought he was a nice each way option to start the day at around $12. Yeah. Riding the Wave.
Well, he's into $10 now, Riding the Wave. So it's
yeah,
a nice
and that'll be because of the scratchings. Just I wouldn't go charging in thinking, oh, there's a plunge on. Just chill out. The scratchings happen early. Everything tightens up. People get a little bit carried away. He'll start around that sort of $10 to $12 tomorrow.
All right, nice each way start of the day. And, of course, those scratchings from the Ryan Balfour stable, a lot of these Adelaide horses are coming out because of the border ban now and restrictions.
Adelaide Wednesday, Viduca's in.
Okay.
Obviously not tomorrow.
If they are back racing.
Yeah, if they're back racing. Let's hope they are.
Fingers crossed. Race number two. In this race, the favourite is Wahani Toa at $4.20. Dave Eustace declared the best of their day from all their runners on Ballarat Cup Day. Reflect the Stars at $6. Blanford Lad is at $6.50. And then I'm not sure if you heard Trent Busserton yesterday. This is what he had to say about Jack Regan, who is $11.
Look, honestly, his form looks terrible. He's our best for the day. He he's been racing out of his grade just through necessity. Over Cup Carnival, there's not too many races, you know, in that 78 grade, and sort of we've been having a run in opens and 90s. And he hasn't been disgraced. He's been going all right. I think back to benchmark 78, up to 2,600, I think he can win the race.
Jack Regan's $11, Sharky. What chance you give it?
Great chance. You can have Wahini Toa at that price. I want to back Yulong Rising and Jack Regan in this event. They both come through the Sin to Win 2800 race at Flemington. Both of these horses were really well backed. Yulong Rising was double figures down to 650, and they just kept putting the money on. And Jack Regan was 26 down to 15, and a lot of that money happened late too. So we touch on this market confidence because, oh, what does it matter who put the money on them last start? You know, this is a different race. But it tells you that the horse is going well, and there was confidence around the horse, and sustained confidence when they're 26 down to 15, likewise $12 down to 650. The race didn't pan out well for either horse. Just heard Bus say then, out of his grade, Jack Regan, he got into an awkward spot, found the line pretty well. He finished ahead of Yulong Rising, who got back to last in the field. They didn't go hard up front. It was a race for those with a turn of foot in the first half of the field. He basically had no chance and pulled up lame as well after the race. Right back in grade, I think both blinkers on first time too for Yulong Rising. I think they are the way to play the race at double figure odds. I'll be having a small bet on both of them. Wahini Toa, look, obviously in the market. Vivid Red Sky is another one that you could play if you wanted to sort of run some tries in first falls. I think it's got a decent each way chance, but probably more a place chance.
All right, so you've started the day with an 11-1 pop in the first and two $11 chances in the second each way double play. Yulong Rising and Jack Regan.
And there's more to come too. Oh, the best is yet to come.
It's going to be fat. Tomorrow could be fat. The opposite of fat is skinny, and that is what Shelby Cobber is now, with a couple of scratchings in race number three, the Eureka Stockade. The hardest to beat on paper was Reciprocation. It's out now, as is Torbrick, which means Shelby Cobber is into $1.40. Is it anywhere near a $1.40 chance? Does it just turn up and win?
Backable at that price, I'd say.
It's value.
Yeah, I don't know about value. I could definitely back it, though, at a sort of that $1.50 range. He is a stakes-winning horse running against restricted class horses. He should be winning this by a margin. I think the stable would be really disappointed if he probably didn't put three lengths on this field, minimum. Sir Leo Miss down the bottom is a big, strong filly that has above-average ability. But she stays at the 1,400. She gives me the impression that a mile to 2,000 is where we might see her at her best. She would be the danger. I can't see Rock the Ring beating Shelby Cobra. Expectant. Nice win last time. Can't see it beating it. Super Yulong, no. Trade Win, no. Bo Rossa, no. I just think this goes and wins Shelby Cobra.
So it's a... it's a not the back the track up because it's only $1.40.
Well, if you like backing short favourites, this is the one across the weekend you should be backing.
So if you just had your, if you just wanted to throw your whole entire bank on one bet and then try and get something a little bit later to play with, you'd be going chips in Shelby Cobra.
Probably, yeah. That's probably the way I'd run it.
Okay.
Well, what beats it? It won a listed race last start. And its maiden win was visually far more impressive than any of the last start maiden winners or recent maiden winners in this race. I can't see any horse here on exposed form, on what we know. Nothing in this race has raced to a level that can challenge Shelby Cobra.
Moral. Shelby Cobra, absolute stinking moral.
I'd say 95% confidence.
According to Mick Sharkey, only thing that can beat it is bad luck. Which is what beat it when I backed it at its first racetrack start in Moonee.
I was on two. That was a tough watch, wasn't it?
All right, Shelby Cobra, $1.40 for those who like to play the little all-ups. Might be a bit of juice in the tank there. And if you just want to have your entire bank on one, and as Dylan O'Neill from Ballarat said, put them on the line.
That's the one to put them on the line for, I'd say.
Watch. Yeah. Shelby Cobra.
Look, I don't think it'll be too nervous. The speed map works out really well for him as well. Mark Zara should honestly lob in the first half of the field, probably in that third, fourth position with clear running. He's not going to be boxed in from gate five, or he'll jump from four with Reciprocation coming out. It should be a matter of him pushing the button and the horse responding.
All right, Shelby, $1.40, take it and run. Punters, race number four. This is always one of the most intriguing races of Ballarat Cup Day, and that is the Magic Millions Clockwise Classic, and the Sprooks are out for the trialers. Ran Veer has been well supported. The Matty Laurie first starter off his Clockwise jump out into 350. Butter Blonde is at $5. One of the experienced runners from the Waterhouse Bot Stable. Then we go down to Jayanthi. And a little word of warning from Dave Eustace. Just about, she can be a little tardy at the start. Doesn't want her to miss the start from the inside gate at 550. Readily available for John Sargent. Interesting runner at $8. Sharkey, after deciphering all of these jump outs, which way have you gone?
I'm not madly keen on this race. I know it's a promotional race as much as anything. I won't be playing here unless I want to dabble with a couple of longer odds that I'll talk about in a moment. But the best off the jump outs, Ran Veer and Jayanthi, for sure. Jayanthi sort of sat back, showed a really nice turn of foot. Loved that. Ran Veer was on speed, cruised along, just clicked into gear the last little bit and was too strong. They were clearly the best of the Clockwise jump outs. There are a couple there, though, at double figures that I think jumped out well and that might have been ignored. One of them is Prince Amongst Men. He was right in the market had its first start at Bendigo behind Butter Blonde. Now, heavy track, he just did not look comfortable at all. And he was really strong at that 550 mark in the betting right throughout. He'd obviously jumped out well at Caulfield prior to that run. He's well bred. He led and quickened and looked really sharp in his clockwise jump out back on top of the ground. And I would expect he would run a lot better than the $23 suggests. And the other one that I liked was Scorch Earth, number 11. Again, sat off them, wasn't asked for a massive effort, but picked its way up through the field and ran past horses without really being put under pressure. At $12, I can see her running a race too. It's not a race I'll bet in. It's more of an interest, isn't it, really, to see if Victoria can produce anything to throw forward towards the Magic Millions.
Kiramar said, or Dave Eustace said, that Love and Feeling, he doesn't think there's much between it and Jayanthi with the improvement it's taken from its first racetrack appearance. It's $18, Jayanthi's second or third favourite at $5.50. Is there a standout leader? Because you want to be on speed with the clockwise race.
I think Prince of Monks Men's got good speed. Ranveer looks like he's got good speed. There are a few sharp horses here, Rambo, Butter Blonde. You know, they've all got good speed. Love and Feeling's an interesting one. There was word around before that Flemington run that of, I think they had four in the race, Kiramar and David Eustace, said this one was as good as any of them. She just looked very new. And in that jump out, I can't remember who she was behind, but one of these winners she was behind in the jump out, she just looked very new again. Clearly she's got good raw ability because, you know, the stable keeps telling us that. I just don't know if she's the polished product just yet.
All right, a tricky affair. Sharky looking for value again. A Little Each Way, Scorched Earth and Prince Among Men, which is currently around about $19 in the Magic Millions clockwise. Race 5. High Stranger is the favourite here. And I've got an SMS which has come through regarding High Stranger. Morning, gents. I've got a small share in High Stranger. Going around in Race 5. I'm looking forward to getting back to the track. Can you talk him up for me? That's from Lockie and Ash Burton.
Lockie, good luck. I think the horse can win. I think the stable's worked out that he's a run-on sprinter, although he's won out to a mile. I think fresh run-on sprint races are the way to treat this horse. Very good win at Bendigo. Blood Oath was good since then. He's getting good weight relief here, but he's stepping up in grade. I know he's placed at listed level behind Front Page, and he's run well in that all-Victorian sprint final. So that gives you confidence that he'll be around the mark to this sort of grade. The 5.5 kilos is a big factor. I just think he's found his price. There's not much... He can win, but there's not much fat in him in the market if you want to have a bet. I think the fat is with number 2, All Too Royal. I liked his first up run. He couldn't win at Moonee Valley that night the way the track was playing. He had to be on speed and near the fence. He is not an on-speed, near-the-fence horse.
He didn't do much in the last 100, though.
But he'd done it. If you look at his breakdown of his times, his turn of foot was still there. His sectionals were good up until the 200. And then he held an effort to the line. He didn't drop away. He just kept maintaining the rage at the one pace. I didn't think the run was too bad. He's been kept fresh for this. At his best, he's well placed in a race like this with 57 after the claim for Matty Cartwright. He's run fourth in an Oakley Plate.
Yep.
And you're getting $5.
Well, he's 460 now.
Oh, is he 460? Now, okay, so there's some money for
him. We had a chat to Dave Eustace just before, and he said, word of warning, he's taking...
I don't want warning.
He's taking longer to get fit because he's a year older. He said maybe he needs the run. Maybe he's still one run short.
I quite like him on the fresh side. I don't mind that. And look, nothing against Dave Eustace, great trainer.
He's saying he doesn't
arguably
know what
he's the worst
about.
Tipster of all time.
He's saying he doesn't know what he's talking about.
Oh, I've heard some bad Dave Eustace tips over the last 12 months.
He's not tipping it.
What I'm saying is his read of who's flying and who. He's a great trainer.
You're getting but when it comes to say here.
When it, no, Dave's
I'm,
okay.
I'm with you, Dave. Sharky may think you've got no idea, but I like Dave. I think he knows what he's talking about.
He'll know what I mean. Anyway, I think the horse can win. I don't mind him if he's a little on the fresh side, but you look at his record, he's won 4 from 7. That's a pretty good record. Second up record, he's run some really good races too.
It's not a field of stars.
No, it is not.
It's not a field of horses outside of High Stranger, who are really informed.
There aren't many horses in this race that could run third in a Group 2 Rubiton, beaten less than two lengths, and fourth in an Oakley Plate, beaten less than a length and a half. I think some of these would be dreaming to get to that level. All Too Royal has been there and run really well, so I'm with him ahead of High Stranger. Good luck to you, Lockie. I hope he wins for you.
Did you give Mystico any sneaky chance at around about 12
Mystico and I have had some issues this year. I really thought the horse was going to have a good autumn. He didn't. I thought his first up run was fair, just held his spot. If he came out and won, it wouldn't surprise me because he does have decent ability on his day. But Mystico needs to show me that he's in that winning form before I go putting my hard earned on him.
Did chase home All Too Royal at Caulfield that day and makes it better at the weights, but
that's last year.
Yeah,
it's December.
I know.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
It's a tricky little
Boxing
race.
Boxing Day, in fact.
All Too Royal.
How long till Christmas, Michael?
Month and a bit.
You still got that hickey on your neck too. I've just noticed there.
Month and a bit. Yeah. Rubs. If you ever did any swimming, you'd understand.
I was a superfish. Now, it's 4 weeks till Christmas. It's worth saying this. It doesn't. Just keep your eye out, punters, during the week, for horses that are well backed. This is the season for Christmas turkeys.
Oh yes,
it's the best, right? And there are certain stables
who
do it better than others.
Who are the turkey stables?
Johnny McArdle likes a Christmas turkey. Mm. Richard Lamming likes a Christmas turkey. Shay Eden likes a Christmas turkey. Archie Alexander can produce a Christmas turkey every now and then.
All right. We're on turkey watch.
We're on turkey watch.
Is there any turkeys tomorrow?
Not that I've seen.
All right.
There may be one in Perth.
If you've got a turkey, send it through to us.
Maybe a turkey in Perth.
0416 90 50 52. We need all the turkeys we can find. We're up to race number 6, which is the last leg of the early quaddie. And
oh my God, early quaddies. Are you an early quaddie man?
Very rarely. I haven't had great success with the early quaddies.
Usually hungover, to be fair. that fake laugh's the best.
Race 6.
Best fake laugh in media.
The Benchmark 78. Well, there's not many genuine laughs with you, Sharky. He's over 1,200 metres, and this is one of the tough races of the day. Lunacorn is the favourite. It's $5 a field, as it should be. Chassis is about $8. Sophia's Choice is at $8.50. Merit at $8.950. Is this where we're going to get some real fat? Are you going wide here?
There's 48 million winning chances in this race, but I thought one that... Look, it's the old-fashioned box ticker for me. Drawn well. Good jockey riding in form. Good stable with plenty of winners. Jump out form very good as well, including a last jump out 6th of 6, which was very, very good. I just loved that little piece of work. Number 15, Merited. Mm. Each way. Good horse. Goes very well fresh, I should say. Has won up to 1,400 metres. You know she's strong, but she's got that turn of foot. She's got that speed to go early. A heap of gear changes here. I don't think she's... Looking at her history and the gear changes that have been rolled out with her, I don't think she's the most straightforward horse going around. But this time around, her two jump outs, she looks straightforward. She's led, kicked, won the first one really nicely. Second one, she cruised around behind them, was probably beaten two lengths. There were horses that were shoved along in that trial that looked city class. And she was just under a lovely little hold, just jogging along behind them. I liked it. I liked it a lot. She's got that High Stranger front page form through the Kresik. I'm not sure she was super comfortable on wet tracks last time around, but her good track form, lovely. Two from two.
Oh, she's $9.50. It sounds like you're pretty confident, Sharky.
I'm going to have an each way bet on her. Yeah.
It's a tough, tough race.
Tough, but listen, sometimes just don't overthink things.
In a previous life, you used to work with Snap Dancer. Do you give her any chance first up?
Talented horse, but I have no idea how she's going at the moment. I Yeah, I can't provide you Davis any inside information.
She'll probably need the run. Not quite round up. She's looking for further and is a smart filly.
The other horse at odds in the race to factor in is Exelita. First up form is typically horrible, and she ran to that standard first up. Second up form, she's two from two, including a win at Sandown, although it was a pretty weak benchmark 70 that she won that day. Ollie sticks with her. I think that's important to note.
She's $21, Exelita. All right, so $21, Exelita, but the big push is merited first up.
Yes, sir.
It almost seems like you think it could be half a turkey, just a little quiet trial.
I don't know about that. I might do some further reconnaissance this afternoon. I might make some phone calls to some parties with vested interest, perhaps.
Just a little spatchcock, maybe.
Might be a spatchcock.
Not a full turkey.
Have you ever gone the turducken?
I don't even know what that is.
So it's a turkey with a duck and a chicken inside it. So you take the turkey and you basically cut it wide open, butterfly it. Then you put a duck inside the turkey, and then you cut the duck open and you put a chicken inside the duck. And then you put the stuffing inside the chicken.
Where do you get this from? You make it at home.
Oh, you can do it, yeah.
What's it called?
A turducken. You could put a little spatchcock inside the chicken, and you could have a turducken cock.
We're going to take a break because we're getting into very dangerous territory on Friday Form Focus. The Shark, he's been picking those mushrooms in the back garden once again, and who knows where the second half is going. Let's hope there's no turducken, whatever they're called, coming up. We're looking for turkeys, and that's all. Keep the SMSs
gobble,
coming.
Gobble.
We'll get to them after this. You're listening to Friday Form Focus with The Shark.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome back to Friday Form Focus, or as it's now going to be known, Carnivals R Us with the Sharky here. SMSs are flooding in. The first one says, good morning to all the vegetarians listening. I feel for you if you're a vegetarian. The
I
ultimate
don't. Make
carnivore
better choices.
Meal. The turducken. It is absolutely magnificent. That is from Damien. I can't believe that I've never really... I think I remember it now, but I'm not that au fait with it. Turducken is great. Must remember that they are all boned as well. That's the best way to eat.
Oh, yeah, you probably have to bone them.
Another one here saying that...
That could be... yeah, that could be different.
You've got to have pork stuffing in it as well
to top it off.
Mm.
I've got a mate who just makes pork stuffing and just eats it. He doesn't put it in anything. He just rolls them into balls, puts them, like for Christmas, like Christmas pork stuffing, rolls it into balls, puts it in the oven, cooks it, and then just eats it on toast.
Oh, dear me.
He does have a slight weight problem, but...
Yeah, I could imagine that. John from Shepparton said, Sharky's up and about. He must have been into the red coil earlier. And then there's another one here saying, come on, Blue Eyes, get Bernard King off and get the winning machine Mick Sharky back
Bernard
to do some
King.
With us. That is Sock from Forest Hill.
Who's Bernard King?
Now, I do know Bernard King. Google Bernard King, and I can see the light.
Oh, here he is.
Bernard King, who...
It looks like he was on with Bert Newton.
A big chef back in the late 80s. Anyway, let's get on to the first leg of the quaddie.
Also a New York basketball player.
Well, that's not the Bernard King he's referring to. The first leg off the quaddie is the McKellar Mile. And this quaddie tomorrow, if you get it, enjoy it, because it is going to pay a mozza. Right, you are...
He's wearing a fur coat.
...is $2.70. Caffrey, who didn't run too badly on Oaks Day at $6.50. Kaplumpich, he's a horse that tries hard, but he doesn't get the best of luck. $9.50. Think and Fly, De Niro. It's a wide-open race, unless you like the favourite, Right You Are, who Mick Price said wasn't right prior to the race at Flemington, and he ran a huge race.
Yes, he needed the run, apparently. But he was still very, even though that information came out, he was still very strong in that market, 310, slight drift to 330, but he held favouritism right till the off there in that first up. And he was great. He was probably, Ollie was trying to get out and get moving into the race. Horses around him, you know, a bit of a scrimmage, but balked for run, had to switch inside, the run didn't come, he switched back out to make ground. He did, once he got clear, very, very strong to the line. I like this horse a lot. I reckon he's stakes class. I think it's just a, you know, like a ding. She was a slow maturing sort of horse. Sometimes these say things take a little bit of time. we should see the best of this horse in the next 12 months, and I expect him to go to a pretty good level. I think he can win this.
61 kilos, any concern?
No, not in this grade. There's some horses here that are consistent, but they're not winners. Remembering that he is an 80-rated horse, and this is a 78-grade race, so he's... Of any of these, he's the only one that's going to progress and go to better level. Oh, with the exception of Caffrey, potentially. But he was just okay first up, I thought. I expected more from him. Mick Hughlin's De Niro goes well. I don't think he has as much scope as Right You Are. With clear running, I think he wins.
So this could be a skinny start to the quad.
I think it is.
All right, Right You Are. It's a bet at 270?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Betting at 270.
All right.
Yum, yum.
How many others in the quad?
We are going to put in three horses here. I was going to put in two. I was going to run with Right You Are and Skador, but Skador's drawn 17. I probably want something drawn a little better for insurance, so I'm going to put De Niro in as well. Campbell Rewilla, good young jock, 3 kilos off, brings this horse in. Light enough at the weights to make an impact at this level, if that makes sense.
No Caffrey?
Nah.
From the good gate?
I would have liked to have seen a little more from Caffrey. First up, he led, went on at one pace. Not sure.
Question, why is Ollie on Right You Are? Is coming through the SMS.
Why isn't he? I don't know. They might have wanted to change. Sometimes they change.
Don't think there's any issues having D. Ollie on board. He's off Right You Are, sorry. That's right. Mark Zara is on. So, yeah, there you go. He's on Think and Fly. So, did he choose to go Think and Fly, or did he get a change of job?
He may have been booked previously for Think and Fly.
All right.
Who knows?
3-8-13, first leg of the quaddy. The feature is the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup over 2,000 metres. $500,000 race. You can take out 16 and 18. Power Scheme is out. Mongolian Marshall as well. Juniper is the favourite, equal favourite, with a fare to remember at 550. It's a hugely deep race. Well done to the club for getting this field with $500,000 on offer. Dan O'Sullivan would love to win his hometown cup. He's got a fare to remember. This is what he had to say about him.
I haven't overstudied it, to be honest, to work out maps, but she depends a little bit on her own, how she jumps out. Like, she can jump out quite okay and set up a big field, which would be absolutely beautiful, instead of giving, you know, we've got a quality field here with multiple Group 1 winners in it. Horse Kawhi's won the last two Ballarat Cups. You know, it's a strong race. You can't afford to be giving these horses starts and thinking you'll just pick them up and beat them. So hopefully she jumps evenly, and we've got half the field behind us. I'll be happy with that.
Thank you to Racing.com star producer Nick Lovett, who has just confirmed that Ollie took the ride without knowing that Right You Are was going to the McKellar Mile. So there you go, punters. Nothing sinister in that. Thanks to Nicky Lovett. Hey, how is this Ballarat Cup going to be run? Because it is going to be very important for a fair to remember. She's a horse that does it the hard way. Is there going to be good speed?
Even speed. I thought Harlan probably comes across from a wide-ish gate, Inverloch from an inside gate, a free-running on-speed horse. Odeon will be close. Our Big Mike can race on speed. Knight's Order, if it gets in the field, that's probably the key runner. If there's another scratching, it will get a run because Mongolian Marshall's already been scratched. It can't get across from Adelaide. So it's an interesting prospect if it gets into the field. I thought there was a horse here. You read its form, you think, wow, this is a bit of an up-and-down prep. Is it $26? I think he's capable of winning a race like this. Number 14, Game Keeper. Ori Star run first up was great. Heatherly run second up was great. Naturalism run, got too far back. It was an on-speed or first half of the field sort of race. He found the line okay. They tried to get him to a cups going to the Bart Cummings, and he didn't stay. So, abort, abort, abort. Freshen up, aim up at this race. I thought he was great with a month between runs in that 1,800-metre listed race on Cup Day behind Purple Sector. It was the run of a horse that I thought would need that to bring him on. There was a little bit of specking for him in the market that day. I think this is the race that they've said, rightio, reshuffle the deck a little bit, and let's do what we think the horse is best at, which is 2,000 metres. And there's a big prize money race at the end of the spring, where some of these they've had pretty big campaigns, and this is genuinely an afterthought. Don't be thinking that Kingsville Dream, Harlem, Sosie Bon are all lining up here because this was a target race. This is an afterthought. Absolute afterthought. They're good enough to win, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. They're good enough to win, Michael. But I think Gamekeeper might have just been aimed up here with a bit of purpose.
Did speak to Tony McAvoy early in the week.
He's probably going to say, you're going to tell me you said it, can't we?
No, gave it a good push.
Okay, good.
Said he thinks the horse is going really well. It'll be hard to beat. Junipel.
Yep.
Where do you have it? 2,000 metres, 60 kilos.
2,000 metres isn't an issue. I think he's probably paid a little bit for his win last week at Group 3 level with the weight. Although, in saying that, he's only gone up 4 points. He's a winning chance, but there are tons of winning chances in this race. I've knocked it down to 6 for a quaddie, with a caveat that if there's further scratchings and Parody gets into the field, or Knight's Order, then you probably need to include those.
All right. I've got an SMS saying, Sharky, have a crack. Tell us who can't win, who's well and truly in the market.
Well, I haven't got a market in front of me, but why don't I just give you the 6 that I've put in the quaddie? Because I've left a couple of...
You've left a couple of the
favourite ones out.
All right, let's go.
2, 4, 5, 6, 10, 14.
2, 4, 5, 6, 10, and 14. 2, Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
4, Junipel.
Mm-hmm.
5, Al Galail.
Mm-hmm.
6, Kawaya.
Mm-hmm.
For 3 cups in a row.
Yep.
It was disgraceful last
time. It was.
10.
Could be the Glastonbury-type turnaround.
10, a fair to remember.
Uh-huh.
And 14, Gamekeeper.
Yeah. Now, watch the scratchings, because if Knight's Order and Parody find their way into the field, you probably need to look at those.
All right, no Sosie Bon, no Harlem, no Kingsville Dream.
Harlem's in.
Oh, sorry.
Kingsville Dream, Sosie Bon are not.
Okay. WT, sneaky little chance, no?
Runs on. So lacks that bit of a kill at this grade, I think.
There's an SMS coming through, ? Inverloch. Is it going to run?
I think it needs a bit of sting out.
Yeah. The guys, when we spoke to Trent Busson during the week, he said that the horse is not going that well.
It just needs giving the ground. His best form is on that sort of good 4 to soft 6 range, probably more towards a soft 5. I'd forgive the run at Bendigo. Something wasn't right there. Mooney Valley before that was good on unsuitable ground. He might have felt that run on that quick good 3 that night. That might have been the reason.
All right, so Mick Sharkey's on top selection in the 2020 Sportsbet Ballarat Cup is...
Gamekeeper.
At $19.
Is it $19 now?
$19.
It's 26 yesterday. I should have had a bet, shouldn't I?
It was a couple of scratchings, so $19.
It'll get back all out, right. Punters. Relax.
Whip through the next couple.
Don't have to bet on a
Friday.
This could
be another trim-up leg of the quarter here. The Astrologist is in very tight now to 220. Whip quick
holy
away.
Holy dooly. 220.
Yeah, well, Lil Contra's come out. The
oh,
South,
I couldn't win
South
anyway.
Aussie. Whip cracker away. 460. Hawker Hurricane first up at 750.
What about Sistar? What price?
Sistar, $9.
Oh, goes in.
Goes in. Gee, I didn't think the Astrologist actually enjoyed the straight and did a huge job to just get touched off by Exhilarates. And Whipcrack Away had no hope around the valley over 9.55, but hit the line really well.
It did.
Who do we put in the quaddie?
You only need 3 here, and I'm probably being a little bit generous. Oh, no, let's... Actually, there's 3 winning chances. 3, 4, and 7.
No Hawker Hurricane?
No.
Why not?
I just don't think
only
you can win.
Only 2 wins have been at Ballarat on this day.
Yeah, that's a nice stat, but I think the Astrologist with race fitness and that current form, ran Exhilarates, who's been a group-winning horse, yeah. Magic Millions winner, to effectively a short half head.
What's the speed like in this race?
Speed's okay. It'll be a controlled sort of tempo. They're not going to go too hard.
Well, where's he going?
He does have speed. And because of that fact, you know, they're not going to rip along and tear along in front. Sistar's probably a leader. The Astrologist will be there. One of these maidens. Oh, Hardlandy's got pace. But they're not going to go, you know, tearing along in front. Well, some of the maidens have speed, but, you know, they've been showing at Kilmore and Dunkeld. It's a different sort of tempo when you're talking about horses with listed class form, when that pressure goes on. It's got a long tail, this race.
3, 4, 7. Is there a bet in the race as well?
The astrology is short enough at 220. Okay. I'd need nearer 250 because I think Rip Crackaway is progressive enough to make an impact here. It's rare that you have a horse that wins three in a prep at Mowi because they don't race there very often. Mm. That's exactly what he did. The Moonee Valley run, his late splits were very good, but once you step slower, that 9.55 trip, it is game over.
All right, race 10 is the Haymarket, and this is a wide open finish to the day. Yao Dash, who comes through that astrologist race, who was pretty good on the closest side to the inside rail at 4.20. Ocular, I know your mates with Shaheed, and he's always had a big rap on this horse, has been racing really well. Drawn a touch awkwardly, 5.50. Bee Hunter was big over the Melbourne Cup Carnival, as was Star Missile. And this morning, gee whiz, Dean Lester's Rama Ruffy in this race was Saffin. When he announced it this morning, Saffin was $81. It's now into $31.
Wow. He has some clout, the old boy, doesn't he, when he lets on rest?
Dino's not that old.
How old's Dino?
50, maybe?
He's older than me. Therefore, he's an old boy. I'm still in my mid-30s.
If I know, that. You don't look it, but you are. It's ridiculous. You look like you're early 50s.
There's a show everyone needs to... If you're a fan of Get On, there is a fantastic 10-year anniversary special of Get On next week. And looking at some of... which I may or may not be appearing on, spoiler alert, but looking at some of the footage that's been sort of doing the round in production... It's amazing how much you age.
Are you involved in the production?
It's amazing how much you age in 10 years. I actually look better.
Oh, please.
I'm just saying it. I look better.
I want you to put a photo of you 10 years ago and a photo today with that salt and pepper hair.
You can be the judge, ladies and gentlemen.
It's a tuft.
Just judge me.
It's a tuft.
A tuft? Mate, my hair has not changed in 10 years. Wait till you see the show.
It's been a tuft.
Has not changed. That's next week.
I can't wait for that.
Get On 10-year anniversary special. I know you love that show.
Oh, absolutely. It's a cracker show.
You were on it.
We were.
Remember your famous moment? Do you remember what that was?
So many. I don't know. Which one?
A certain Godolphin horse, chestnut mare, running at
Caulfield. Oh, Hazard.
Hazard? Was it Hazard or was it Hazard? Named like after, it was very odd.
Named after. Look, I can't wait. We might do something with Richo next week, pump up the 10-year anniversary, but we're running out of time.
I think you should.
We're running out of time.
You know he's an avid listener of this segment.
We've got the wizard from the West to come. Give us your winner of the last race.
Two horses here at Mammoth Odds. Both have drawn poorly, sadly. Viral is ready to win. He was fantastic at Flemington last start. He was great, also first up. Danny O'Brien has this horse ready to win, but barrier 16, yucky. Number 15, Sonderlon, likewise. Matt Laurie has this horse ready to win. I thought its jump outs were excellent. Off a little freshen up from a late winter run when he had form around Morrissey. More Than Exceed coming around. Look, that form sort of went to a decent... handicap fringe listed grade level during the spring. I think he's right in this race.
$26 for the 15, Sonderlon.
What price Viral?
Viral, the 6, is $19.
I think they're both live hopes. You should put them in your quaddie and pray.
Give us your quaddie numbers.
Well, I haven't got Saffin in there, so I'm inclined to sort of put him in there now. I don't want to be on the wrong side of a Rama Ruffy that lobs.
You've got to put Murat in.
All right, I'm putting it in. Formerly known as Murakib. You may remember
that
horse.
That's right, yes.
1, Amadeus goes in. 3, Saffin goes in. You know what? I'm chopping Star Missile. Chopping him out. We know what happens when that happens.
Okay.
6, Viral. 7, Yao Dash. 11, Ocular. Still going here. I told you it was a good race. 15, Old Mate, Sonderlon. 16, Walking Flying. That's it.
You're not putting the bee in?
I think the bee's a cat.
All right. Ben Day, my producer, is so annoyed at you. He said, Sharky does not listen to a thing. He's talking crap. Hurry up. We need to take a break. Put the difference in as well.
Yeah, right. Yeah, put the difference
in. We need to take a break. On the other side of this, the wizard.
Inside the weekend's biggest races, RSN 927's Racing Pulse and Friday Form Focus.
Welcome to Friday Form Focus. Time to head over to the West and talk to the Wizard Willie Pike, who is having his last day in quarantine. He's back in the saddle tomorrow, Railway Stakes Day, on four favourites, including Inspirational Girl, the favourite in the Railway. Willie, how has quarantine been?
Not too bad for me. I've done quarantine out here at my farm, so I'm doing all right.
Still haven't got to see the kids, though, the fam, have you?
No, unfortunately. That's the only annoying part. I'm so close to home, but I'm not home.
Willie, reflecting on the spring and your time away, are you happy with what you're able to achieve?
Yeah, definitely. I was very happy with the way things unfolded and the opportunities I got and the opportunities I took, I guess. So, yeah, I was happy with the way things unfolded.
Now, you had to give up the ride on Arcadia Queen, who blew them away in the McKinnon, so you could go back and ride tomorrow. Is Inspirational Girl the next Arcadia Queen? She's won 8 of 10 and never missed a place. She goes around favourite in the Railway tomorrow. How good is she?
Yeah, she's definitely a very nice horse and very progressive, but it's very hard to say whether they're going to get to Arcadia Queen's level at this early stage. But, look, she's the up and... Well, not necessarily up and coming, but she's got a great record. She's been looked after and been... The favourite thing about these horses, they get targeted for these races. Not sort of at the start of the preparation or last preparation. They get targeted at these races. Basically, from when they're brought into work and broken in, they're targeted at these races. So, they're prepped for them and they're ready for them. And she's got the ability to do it. I've just got to try and give her the ride that she needs to get the job done.
And the important thing, Willie, is the placement. Grant Nalala and Williams take these horses through the grades so they can win and get to a rating that gives them the chance to get in with a winnable handicap, and that looks exactly the scenario for Inspirational Girl.
That's right, yeah, that's what I said. It's a very well thought out process, and yeah, they're doing it very well. They've done it the last couple of years and once before that, so things are looking good. And she's Inspirational Girl herself. She's been prepped for this, and she's going into it. Confidence is sky high. She's winning. She's the horse to be on.
Well, it's a cracking day tomorrow, Willie. Give us how many could you ride? Could you do a Caulfield Guineas, ride four tomorrow? You're on a lot of the favourites. Who else are you looking forward to?
Yeah, look, I'll tell you what. I think I don't know. They look a bit tricky to me. I know they've come up favourite, but I obviously don't get a say in that. They're good rides, but I'm going to need a lot of luck on the day. I've got a lot of sticky gates. And, if I have a lucky day, I can ride a bag. But at the same time, I'm going to need luck.
Right. Is there one other you can give us outside of the five?
Oh, one other. Well, they're all favourite. I had a look through.
Wow. Inspirational Girl.
Talk to us about Western Empire.
Yeah, well, he's the same. Only from he's just a bit. Everything he's doing, he's just all raw ability. And this race has probably come a little bit soon for him. But the engine, he's got the motor. Obviously, he's still got to get a start as well. His first emergency at this stage. But he's got the motor. He just watching his replays. He just looks like he's still a bit raw. But I tell you what, I'll know he's out there if he gets a run.
Yeah. If he doesn't get a run, he'll just win the fifth then, won't he?
Well, ideally, yes, that would be the plan. But, like I say, he's big and raw, and everything he's doing, he's doing it on raw ability. So, he's an exciting horse.
Willie, best of luck tomorrow, mate, and enjoy the reunion with the family as well.
Yeah, that's right. I'll get home in the middle of the night, because I'll get out at midnight, so I'll wake everyone up and be like Christmas.
Like good on you, Willie. Good luck tomorrow, mate.
Thank you.
Willie Pike, the Wizard. Who do you like in the Railway?
Oh, gee, it's a tough race, isn't it, the Railway? I am going to try KC.
Yep.
And Red Can Man.
KC, she's a great mare.
Yeah, she's super.
For Neville Parnham, all right.
It's a cheeky one in Perth, if you're interested.
Ooh, of course. What race?
Race 2. Number 10.
Number 10.
Astrape, I think it's called.
The first starter, Dan Morton.
Yeah, nice trial. Really nice trial.
So a little bit of mail come your way?
No, just watching the trials.
All right, $10. Race 2, $10. Do you like anything in the Gong up in Sydney?
In the Gong. Yes. I opened the wrong page there, Michael. So hang on, let me just go back and open the page. The Gong's a really good race. It's a better race than the Hunter or whatever. The Hunter, puke. That was gross. This is a better race. It is basically a Group 1, isn't it? I'm inclined to try Olmedo again. Chris Waller's words ring in my ears, and he wasn't
bad in that Cantala. Hong Kong after this race.
Yeah, he wasn't bad in the Cantala. If he's going to Hong Kong, he'd want to be winning this. And at a big, big price, another Waller runner, Reloaded.
Reloaded. All right.
I'll play those. Do you want the Filthy Multi?
Absolutely.
We'll keep this at Ballarat. Race 1, Riding the Wave, The Place. I hope Tommy from Tamworth is still with us.
Right, hang on, let me, for the listeners out there, Riding the Wave, Race 1, 1, Place.
Yeah, now this has taken a slight haircut because there's been some scratchings, but it was around $38 last night. So him, Riding the Wave, The Place, Shelby Cobra, The Win, which obviously is shorter price
race
now.
Race 3, 1.
Viral, The Place.
Which is Race...
10.
Race 10, Viral, number 6, The Place.
And if you want it to be really greedy, because I know you are, and let's face it, greed is good sometimes. Throw Right You Are in to win as well.
To win.
So technically it's a three-legger, but if you want a fat, dirty four-legger...
Race 7, number 3. Uh-huh. All right. The best at Ballarat. Value and best. Shelby Cobra, $1.40.
Shelby Cobra's too short. Right Put You Are is the other one. Right and then are. Lots of value. I think I tipped, five, six double-figure horses, so take your pick.
Outstanding. I think the listeners say your best tip today has been the... What was it called again?
The Turducken.
Turducken.
May the Turduckens be with you. And may we all dine on the sumptuous three-bird feast.
We want a turducken.
It's the stuff of King Henry
and
sort of...
We'll be looking forward to the turkeys.
Castles.
The turkeys that you find us during the week. Sharky, enjoy Ballarat Cup Day.
Red wine and meat.
We will see you on Monday, hopefully celebrating...